T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're doing a story regarding visitation of nursing homes, assisted living facilities. Talk about some of the rules, the requirements that local people need to know about their family members or friends who are in these types of facilities.
Okay. Well, I know there was a lot of, I think, justified outrage that people could not visit, and I think we agreed with a lot of that. I mean, a lot of our residents and things were really, you know, suffering because they couldn't see family, they couldn't see friends. You know, we did virtual visits, which, you know, aren't the same. We would do through the window visits. They're not really the same. When we were allowed to open up for visitation, there were a lot of limitations placed on that. So we do a significant amount of screening, temperature checks. We ask all the right questions. Have you traveled? Do you have a fever? Anybody in your household have a fever? Things like that before anybody can or is allowed to visit. People have to wear masks whenever they're on the campus. 6 feet distance is required at all times. Some of the more arbitrary requirements, I think, we're only allowed to have 10% of our overall resident census as a number of visitors on, at any given time. So for instance, we have 80 residents. We can only allow 8 visitors at a time on the campus, which again, doesn't make a lot of sense, but it is one of the requirements. If we have not had any COVID related or either suspected or confirmed, so we're lucky in that way. If we were, we are still testing employees once a week. If we were to have a positive test, whether it be an employee or a resident, anybody in the facility, we immediately have to suspend all visitation for 28 days.
And you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but it's got to be a tough balance as a president of one of these facilities. Of course, you want to keep the residents of your facility physically safe, especially when most of them are a part of that primary demographic that is most affected by COVID-19. But at the same time, you also want them to be strong with their mental health, their, you know, their mental well-being. And, you know, the mandates put in place about nursing home visitation can often hamper that. Talk about that balance and what you think or what you'd like to see moving forward. What would be a better system moving forward?
Sure. I think it goes down, as many people have said, you know, you don't want the cure to be worse than the disease. I think that what's most frustrating for me is that the governor is treating everybody the same. They're treating assisted living like nursing homes. They're treating one nursing home just like another nursing home, whether they had COVID or not, or whether they are in a COVID prevalent area or not. It seems to be, you know, this broad brush of painting everybody the same and treating everybody or holding everybody to the same rules and requirements when some of it doesn't make sense. For instance, if a nursing home is currently or in the recent past overrun with a large percentage of whether it's residents or employees testing positive for COVID, they are under the same rules, regulations, limitations, everything else as a facility that has had zero COVID and hasn't ever had any COVID prevalent in the facility. I think for me, what it comes down to is we are not being allowed to have any personal responsibility in all of this. We are pre-COVID, our facilities and our leadership teams in those facilities and our frontline staff in those facilities were trusted on a daily basis for many, many years to, you know, with the lives of our residents and taking good care of them and making sure that they were safe and everything else. And now we are not being allowed to do that, and we're not empowered in any way. We have no autonomy. We can't make decisions on what we think is best for our residents or our staff. We're just, it's just one dictate after another, and whether it makes sense or not, we're not allowed to question that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.